Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some of the most concrete moves in AI from the last 24 hours. From cutting-edge banking tools to Apple's smart glasses, and the ever-intensifying AI coding wars, we've got it all. First up, a surprising development in the banking sector involving Anthropic's new Mythos model. According to Bloomberg, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently urged top bank executives to test Mythos for spotting security vulnerabilities. While JP Morgan Chase was initially the only partner granted access, now Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley are reportedly trying it out too. Anthropic itself is cautious about broad access because Mythos is so effective at identifying security flaws, despite not being trained specifically for cybersecurity. This is especially intriguing given Anthropic's ongoing legal tussle with the Trump administration over supply chain risk designations. Switching gears to consumer tech, Apple is reportedly testing four different designs for its upcoming smart glasses. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman shared that Apple aims to launch these glasses in 2027, with a possible reveal later this year. The designs range from large rectangular frames to smaller oval shapes, and colors like black, ocean blue, and light brown are on the table. Unlike earlier ambitious plans for mixed reality devices, these glasses won't have displays but will support photos, videos, calls, music, and an upgraded Siri experience. Think Meta's Ray-Ban glasses but with Apple's signature polish. Now, let's talk about the AI coding wars heating up across Silicon Valley. The Verge's David Pierce takes us through how AI tools like Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex are transforming software development. Once limited to autocomplete features, these AI assistants now can generate entire working prototypes from just a few sentences. Developers are racing to adopt these tools, with some even writing 100% of their code using AI. Amid layoffs and shifting priorities, companies are betting big on AI to boost productivity and cut costs, making coding AI the first truly mainstream AI business. It's a seismic shift that could reshape the entire software industry. For those wanting to get smarter on AI terminology, TechCrunch has put together a detailed glossary of common AI terms. It covers everything from artificial general intelligence, or AGI, to hallucinations, which are AI-generated inaccuracies. The glossary also explains concepts like chain of thought reasoning, diffusion models behind AI art, and the crucial role of compute power and memory caching in AI performance. Whether you're a developer or just curious, it's a handy resource to navigate the complex AI landscape. Finally, at the recent HumanX AI conference in San Francisco, one chatbot stole the spotlight, Anthropic's Claude. TechCrunch reports that many attendees and vendors favored Claude over OpenAI's ChatGPT, which some feel has lost momentum. Despite OpenAI's massive funding and upcoming IPO, there's a perception that Anthropic is catching up fast, especially among business users. OpenAI is responding with a new $100 subscription tier for ChatGPT that offers expanded access to its coding tool Codex, aiming to keep users engaged. As the AI landscape evolves rapidly, competition is fierce and the future wide open. That's a wrap on today's top AI stories. It's clear the AI world is moving fast, with innovation, competition, and regulation all intertwining in fascinating ways. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you tomorrow on The Prompt by Kuro House.